Hello and welcome back to, well, it's a funny story. The podcast in which I, Sean Leary, talk to people from around the Quad Cities. And it could be anybody. It doesn't just have to be a comedian. Anybody. Everybody has got a funny story. And that's all we do here. I just hand the mic over to them and they tell me a funny story. Now, today my guest is Patrick Adamson, who just happens to be a comedian. He is the owner and proprietor of Comedy Sports down in the district and the Establishment Theater down in the district in Rock Island, and has been a comedian for quite a while here in the Quad Cities. So now that I've set the bar very high for you, Patrick, give me a really funny story.
Thank you. All right, so my story is just actually a warning. You should always keep track of your caramel corn. So when I was...
Good advice.
Yeah, thank you. I actually was reminded of this story when I was watching my daughter shove Skittles in her nose. So when I was in third grade, we were visiting my great-grandmother in Indiana, and we were eating caramel corn. And my dad, always being a clown, you know, he had a mustache at the time. And, of course, caramel corn being sticky, he had stuck it, you know, in different places on his mustache just to get a laugh out of the kids.
Oh, I thought he was saving it for later.
No. That's he uses his armpits for that. So I looked at him and I saw him do it. I thought, oh, man, that's funny. I want to do that. So I took a piece of caramel corn and I stuck it to the top of my lip. Well, at that moment, something made me laugh. And, of course, when you laugh, there's that quick inhale. Mm-hmm. And that caramel corn shot so far up my nose. Oh. Now, that's an uncomfortable feeling. Even more so when it's so deep in there now, you can't get it out. I mean, by normal methods, like, using your finger, trying to blow your nose, it wasn't working. I'm in third grade, so now I'm starting to panic. Of course, my mom's like, are you having problems breathing? You know, and I can't breathe out of that nostril. I remember she laid me back on the bed, and she was like using a pair of tweezers to try to get caramel corn out of my nose. So we go, mom gives up, and she's like, I don't know what to do. Like, we're going to have to take you to the emergency room. So I had to visit the emergency room in a city I don't live in to show the doctor that I had caramel corn in my nose. And at which point, you know, he gave me a Kleenex and he said, put your finger on the other nostril and just blow your nose. And I did, and then it popped right out. So that single piece of caramel corn turned into like a $2,000 piece of caramel corn. So here's my funny, that's the funny story.
And I'm sure that wasn't quite as funny to your parents.
No, it wasn't. But that is a funny story. Just always keep track of your food and keep it out of your nose, kids.
Excellent advice. And Patrick, thank you for the funny story. So there you have it, folks. Well, it's a funny story. Hope you've enjoyed it. With Patrick Adamson, owner and proprietor of the Establishment Theater and Comedy Sports here in downtown Rock Island. And hope you have a fun day.